In the songs Six Inch, Daddy Lessons, Love Drought, and Sandcastles, the artist dives deeper into the contradictions inherent in what it means to be an artist. She models self-reflection and vulnerability, and she encourages her husband to be vulnerable with her. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, in this limited The Heart Speaks series, we're talking about the queen, Beyoncé. While my last Beyoncé segment was all about crossing the threshold and entering the unknown, this one is about the part in the hero's journey where the hero approaches the innermost cave and finds the road back to herself.
If you please, I am Dorothy.
It cannot be. We need your help.
I know, but understand.
Songs like Mood Forever and Find Your Way Back, In the Lion King, The Gift, tracks with this descent into exile that Simba must encounter. During this time, ironically, Simba is thrown into paradise, and paradise is always illusory. Tempted out of responsibility by his new pals Timon and Pumbaa, Simba stays in a place of opulence and decadence, as highlighted in the incredibly infectious song Mood Forever. Kumbaya, no kumbaya, just give me the sommelier. I'm on the Taj, helmet, when I jet ski. You know the vibes hit my head, forget I'm me. Oh my God, without the God in the XY. I'm afraid the whole game will be colonized. The marathon will be televised for NIP. Similarly, in the song Six Inch, Beyoncé sings about a woman, or a compilation of women, who is successful in the paper game, who gets her money and bounces, because she's a professional. She gon' slay. This woman is fierce, wears 6-inch heels, and stuns everyone with her beauty. But this woman is also full of contradiction. She stacks her paper, but is also too smart to crave material things. The opulence is actually not enough, and in the end, she croons to her ex to come back. Simba must also learn to come back to himself, to his home, and to his rightful place as king. There's an origin story about the Buddha that follows this same path. Famously, the Buddha was born as a wealthy prince whose father showered him with great riches in an attempt to hide the true facts of life from him. Facts that included sickness, old age, and death. When Siddhartha discovered all these things outside the palace gates, the experience was both harrowing and necessary for the Buddha's ultimate path to enlightenment. Like Adam and Eve in the Judeo-Christian tradition, the Buddha must leave the Garden of Eden in order to return to his higher self. This return always requires contemplation and deep study of where one has already been. In Beyoncé's case, she remembers her father, who taught her to stand up for herself in the song Daddy Lessons. Daddy held my hand, but Daddy left the whiskey with his tea. He especially taught her how to avoid a certain kind of man who was just trying to take advantage of her. Like her husband when he cheated, or the music industry, which can be totally ruthless, these men are fickle and shallow, and just like Simba, Beyoncé must learn not to throw love away, and she must learn how to distinguish real beauty from deceitful allure. But at the same time, Beyoncé and Jay-Z are partners. Despite his infidelity, or perhaps because of it, Beyoncé realizes that he needs to work on himself. And historically speaking, many men have been far less inclined to talk about their emotions, their childhood baggage, and their insecurities. They don't often feel honored or welcome when they share their feelings, so they respond by shutting down, finding emotional awareness impossible to practice. But by modeling vulnerability, Beyoncé shows her partner that she's in this with him. All of this is part of the messiness of what it means to be human. And if we can hold space for each other while we work on ourselves, we might be able to provide each other with the necessary room for us to grow and become our higher selves. Simba also discovers this when he finds his wife in Nala. The song Brown Skin Girl is not only a celebration of Black women everywhere, but the strength that Simba finds when he finds his significant other. He who finds a wife finds a good thing, as some scriptures say. And in fact, this find is what gives Simba the keys to the kingdom and the sense of empowerment he needs to go back to his home and overthrow Scar. It is, after all, the female lions who take on Scar and remove him from power. Similarly, in Beyonce's configuration, it will be the women in the lives of men who will give them the strength to confront themselves and find their way back to a place of wholeness, integration, and a higher power. I spoke a little about this a few weeks ago in an episode called What Women Can Teach Men, in a different segment of the Heart Speaks pod, so be sure to check that one out. But the bottom line is that if we can learn how to find our own center, it's not that we will become that center for others, but we'll instead help others to find their own. My final segment on Beyonce will be out soon, so be on the lookout for that in the coming days. Until next time, I'm your host, Chloe Valdery, and this is The Heart Speaks.